This episode of Podnuts Pro is sponsored by AppRiver. If you need help selling and supporting Office 365, AppRiver can help. They've got the most experienced support team in the business. Call them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and speak to someone live here in the U.S. Try them free for 30 days by visiting appriver.com/podnutspro. Welcome back to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B., coming at you from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I know you're probably thinking, wait, what? A second show within a week? That is correct, folks. I could not wait to get this show out to you. And I'll give you a couple of reasons why. One, it is a very special interview with Jerry Kutavas, the president of the ASCII group, and I wanted to get this out because there is an event coming up March 21st and 22nd that ASCII has so graciously allowed us to provide you with some deep, deep, deep discounted tickets for. So I'll explain that a little bit later in the show after the interview. And also wanted to give you some other announcements and probably some that you're going to be really excited for. I am in discussions to bring to you regular segments on the show that I think everybody's going to like. The first one you heard a couple of shows ago, it was the first ever WWMD section. What would Matt do? I've spoken with Mr. Rainey. We're going to be bringing that back on a regular basis. So I will be asking you to send in your questions, your case studies, however you want to do it, asking the question, what would Matt do? We'll be having those, not sure how regular we'll have them, but we will have them. And with the return of WWMD, we're also going to be bringing back Story Time with Matt. I know some of you have missed that. Well, we're going to get him back and get you the Matt Rainey fix that you have so been missing. I was hoping to bring you a story tonight that was going to be in reference to the Dattle DNA product that I had gotten an evaluation copy of. Some of you saw that I was on the Twitter and sent out a page where I had just set it up here at my office. I had taken it out to a client. I was going to test it. And for those of you that do not know what the Dattle DNA is, it is a firewall router appliance that includes backup 4G/LTE service. So if you have a customer that has unstable internet, cable, DSL, or they just happen to have issues where they drop connection a lot, this would basically be a backup for the internet so that you would not lose connection when your internet went down. It would automatically fail over to the 4G LTE service. So I had a customer I was going to try it with. The router worked perfectly here in my office, took it on site, had some issues where it just would not browse the internet properly, could not get to regular sites. Disney.com, you know, I go there a lot. Some of my vendor pages, and no matter which DNS settings we tried them all. I even got on support with Datto, and listen, Datto support was great. They worked with me, even helped us trace route to find out where the drops were happening on the internet, but really not much we could do. Somewhere out there is an issue from that customer site. So I could not deploy it. I was going to keep it and try to get another customer to allow me to try this out, but I don't have anybody that I can do right away. And I've got so many projects coming up that since it is an evaluation copy, I'm just going to go ahead and send it back. And maybe at another time when I get some free weekends or something where I can go and take a customer down and play with it, I'm going to try to do that. I do have a question that I want to ask, and I do hope that you all will send in some responses. I had a customer who is not one of my monthly service agreement customers. They kind of call every now and then whenever they have an issue, hoping I'll be available to solve it and come take care of them right away. And, you know, we love those types of customers. So I had installed for them a new server. It took a couple of years. They would not really upgrade anything else. They had a workstation pretending to be a server. So they finally got to the point where it's a law firm. Their case management software just wasn't working properly. The software vendor told them they really should get a server, so they agreed. So we actually put in a server for them. We did not do anything with the workstations. All of their workstations were still Windows 7, actually Windows 7 and 8.1, except for one. The managing partner at the firm had Windows 10. His was the computer that was pretending to be a server. So we got everything off of there, got the data off of his station. This was a year ago, well, not quite a year ago, it was last April, so less than a year ago. So I get a call that one of the workstations, they hadn't used it in months. Apparently, it's an attorney's computer that the attorney rarely comes into the office. So the attorney was there and for some reason could not log in. So I still had some remote access software miraculously on the network. So I remoted in and got onto the station, and things looked a little different. When I installed the server last April and we did an inventory of their computers, the workstation in question was a Windows 8.1. The day that they called with the issue of not being able to log in, it was a Windows 10 Professional. You're probably asking, Marv, how did that happen? Well, that's what I asked them. I asked who came in and upgraded your computer, and they tried to tell me, well, they did tell me, oh, it upgraded on its own. And I proceeded to tell them, Windows computers haven't upgraded on their own from Windows 7 or 8 to Windows 10 since July of 2016. So who came in and upgraded your computer? Nobody's touched the computer. So regardless, I didn't argue with them. It took me a little bit of time, but basically I had figured out a way to get the computer reconnected. There was some stuff you had to do, taking it off the network, putting it back on, and just reconnecting it. But my question is, has anybody else had this happen? Because there's some other machines in that office that are still Windows 7, Windows 8. Now, I know about the procedure that some people were doing where they would do the upgrade to 10 so that it would get registered and they could have the product key registered, take it back to Windows 7, and that way they could upgrade to Windows 10 later down the road when their office was ready. Had plenty of people do that, but I don't know in my experience where a computer this late after July 31st, 2016 would just simply decide to upgrade on its own. So I just really want to hear if anybody else has had this happen, or if somebody has experience knowing that it will happen. I did a quick look on the Google and didn't find anything, so just throwing that out there and seeing if anybody can help me out. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead and get us over to the interview for the ASCII group. And once that's done, we're going to come back. I'll tell you some more announcements, give you this great, great discount code, and we shall end off the show. So just stay tuned, and the interview will start right after these messages.
The most successful business owners I know are people who enjoy what they're doing. Whatever their thing is, they love it. And here's what they don't love: when they have to stop doing what makes them money to handle something that doesn't. That's especially true when it comes to email, and that's one reason why AppRiver shines. AppRiver keeps your inbox free from spam and viruses, so you don't have to worry about all that junk cluttering up your day. If you're running your own email servers, protect them with AppRiver. And if you're tired of that headache, just sign up for Hosted Exchange or Office 365 and get your mail from the cloud. Here's the best part. Call AppRiver anytime, night or day, and you'll talk to a real, live, U.S.-based company employee. Someone who's trained to take care of your business and let you get back to doing what you love. Visit appriver.com/podnutspro today and try any of their services free for 30 days. That's appriver.com/podnutspro.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now joined by our scheduled guest today. He is the president of the ASCII Group. He is a graduate of Salisbury University, where he was at the Purdue School of Business, so he's no slouch. He has been with ASCII since 2002, was named president in 2009. He is from my home state of Florida, where it is warm all year long, and where the Jacksonville Jaguars should have beaten those Pittsburgh Steelers or whoever they played. I don't know. It's all a blur to me right now. But Jerry, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Marvin. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Fantastic. Winter is over. And now it's just a little bit of rain to deal with.
That's it.
All right. So, Jerry, brought you on the show because, as we discussed earlier, been doing this podcast a while, been mentioning ASCII. People have written in, people have called me, people have talked to me. What is ASCII? What does it do? Blah, blah, blah. So figured, you know what? I'm not obviously doing it enough justice, so let me get somebody on here who can, and that's where you come in.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I appreciate the time. You know, obviously, there's so many things in this industry that we get involved in. And typically, if you're a technician and trying to build a business, you don't think about things like ASCII. That's sort of the furthest thing from your mind because you're worried about cash flow. You're worried about a variety of other things. So I really appreciate the time to talk about what we do.
Okay. So, you know, from my perspective, and I'll tell later the story about how I got involved, but you know, the best way that I can describe ASCII is that it's a way to, you know, get savings when you're dealing with distributors, manufacturers, get marketing help, networking, knowledge, all of that stuff. But before we get too much into that, can we talk a little bit about, you know, at the core, how ASCII got started, what does it really do, history, all that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a really interesting story because, you know, back in the day, when I say the day, you know, we're talking about the 80s and 84, I believe, ASCII started. Alan Weinberger, who is still the founder and CEO of the company, you know, basically helped out what it came down to, helping out IT providers save money. And that was sort of the precipice for the ASCII group today. And he helped, I think it was roughly about 12 to 13 IT providers join together to establish a framework to buy at a volume level where they can save money instead of a single person trying to negotiate volume discounts on their own. So there's a lot more behind that story. But the end game was, is there a way for us to band together to save money? And at that particular point, we were charging membership based on revenue, and it's completely different now. Everything's basically a flat fee, but we had some substantial companies joining the group, and it was nothing for us to have, you know, $20 million players be involved in the group. We have some of that today, but the majority of people that are within the group are well under $3 million in size. But from a story perspective and how we started, it was all based on the idea, is there a means for us to band together to help each other out and against larger competitors through either savings or us banding together to work at a higher level in terms of collaboration?
All right. So pretty much helping the little guys out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So for the most part, I mean, this isn't really just geared for, you know, supersized businesses to compete. We're talking about solo techs, small shops, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, the makeup of ASCII today, we have companies that range in sizes, but the companies that are on the higher end are more so the anomalies now. So we do have sprinklings of companies that are well over 20 million, but the bulk of the audience is all under 3 million. And you're talking about a lot of single man shops, half a million in terms of revenue. And each one of them are getting something out of ASCII because it's they're joining a community that gets them in terms of what they need, and we try not to get in their way. So if we can allow collaboration to happen, if we can allow savings to happen based on the negotiation skills that our team has to get things done, and for them to collaborate, it seems to be working well. And you know, we're obviously, you know, want to learn and make sure that we're doing the right thing, but we're very open. And it's a with communities becoming such a buzzword out there, everybody can join a community, but it's there is something to having this filtration process. I hate to say it like that, but if you're legitimately in this business and you join a group that is solid, that's real, it's not a virtual group, it's not somebody throwing something up on Facebook or what have you, there is some credibility that you get. And with that credibility, you start getting things done. And we've been very successful at getting things done with the vendor community, as well as distribution, and also between the members themselves. So it's a real thing. That's all I can say. It's something that each business, if you're in the IT space, you should evaluate and understand that. There's one thing I saw recently at one of our events, and I'll kind of bring it up here. There's a quote. I forget who it was, but it said that if you go it alone, you can go really fast. But if you go with someone or in a group, you can go a lot farther. And I think that's basically it. You get a lot out of the membership, not only from a peer perspective, but from what we provided from a benefits standpoint as well.
Well, not only can you go further, but you don't go fast in the wrong direction.
Yes. It's so crazy, Marvin, is that I love technology. I love it. And when I was a bit of a geek in high school, so I was one of the kids that would stay after class to go into the computer lab. And, you know, back then, you know, I think freshly we had TRS-80s and the initial Apple, either it was an Apple II, I forget, but, you know, CRT screens, the green screens, the black and white screens. And I love the idea of, you know, having something automate something and understand, you know, the relevance of the computers back then, you know, who knew what they were going to be today. Right. But I didn't finish off my degree in computers. I went into more business and marketing, but I still have the bug. And so what's great for me, and I think this definitely extends to the community, I'm seeking out things that make people shine in this industry. And I look at technology a little bit differently than other people. So I'm looking at it from, is this marketable in your eyes to your clients? Is it easy to market? And then is there a significant revenue stream that people can build us into their portfolio? So we're simply not just throwing stuff at the wall and saying, okay, maybe this will work for the community. Sort of there is a method to the madness in us trying to find the right companies and the right solutions. So, you know, I use that to our advantage when we go out there and seek, you know, benefits and tools and deals for the group.
All right. So I did want to initially get into the benefits early on, but I think that you hit on a point I want to go out of order.
Yeah, that's fine.
Keep talking about community, because when I first joined ASCII, I, of course, a little skeptical, wasn't sure I wanted to spend that much money, and I just signed up for the 90-day trial, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And I remember kind of paying attention and getting involved in the email form.
Right.
And one day I decided to put in a little question about a firewall, asking if anybody had any interest in, you know, taking a little time to show me something. Now, listen, I'm a newbie in the group. Nobody really knows me, maybe one or two people. But I put that message up there at 12:34 in the afternoon. That afternoon, my email was flooded.
Right.
And
right.
I got a phone call with somebody willing to meet me to give me an access
point. It's not surprising. I mean, it's crazy to say this, but, you know, this is a competitive industry. It really is. But when you join our group, there's something about this idea of you're with us. You are now sort of, it's, I hate to say it, it's like one big family and you're trying to help each other out because technology is obviously not perfect in any sense of the word, but to rely on somebody, a stranger, and them give you advice, the right advice, you know, the right advice, that's the key thing. And this gets back to the filtration process too, is that, you know, there's real businesses here in the group that get IT. They're not trying to fake it, you know, until they make it kind of idea. It's so important. And so, it's a huge asset for everybody that's in IT to tap into a network of seasoned IT pros. And like you said, Marvin, you simply just had the experience of asking a question. There's others that, you know, rely on members to cover their entire business while they go on vacation. You know, it's just everything in between. So I'm glad that you had that experience, and it's wonderful to see that type of activity happening within the membership. So it's some people love the listserv or forum, and some people hate it because it's the Wild West.
But
we don't moderate it, and there's no vendors on there. And we've had so many vendors ask us, say, listen, how much would it cost for us to shut your, I'm not joking, how much would it cost to shut your forum down? And we said, it's never going to be shut down. And I said, well, can't you do anything about it? And what it comes down to is, the reason why they're saying that is, there's no checks and balances sometimes in our industry. And with our forum, not only can our members help each other out, but if there's something going wrong with technology, we can really become a strong voice to get that rectified. And some of the stuff has never even sort of garnered public attention, but sometimes it hits on our forum and the vendor rectifies it. Sometimes they don't, and we have to talk to them. So it's a very important piece for us from an IT perspective. So there's a lot more there, but it is a great community tool.
Yeah, I was going to mention that as one of the benefits of the networking aspect of ASCII is being involved with that, you call it the listserv. Part of me, there's times where I'll think, I don't know how these guys can just sit all day long and respond to this. But if you're sitting in an office, and you got time to look at it, but it is one of the places where I get a lot of my news first from the ASCII forum. If you, like you said, if something's going bad or if something's going right, there was an announcement out there. You know, you hear it there before you hear it in the regular news, I guess.
You're right. And you know, and for us, you know, we're still victims, not the right word, but if we aren't doing our job, we don't moderate critiques of the staff or programs or what have you. So it's a very open, fluid communication. So, you know, we respect the group enough not to moderate it. I think they respect us back to have that open communication, regardless if it's something critical of ASCII or vendor or what have you. So it's really important. And I think that in the day and age where everyone's sort of trying to communicate and create groups and what have you, it's a good thing regardless of where you're at and where you're doing this. But the quality of information that I see on our boards is nothing but amazing. And I've told vendors before, and I've told prospects that are looking to join, we have people that understand down to the chip level. If you actually said, listen, I have this weird experience with a Linux server on, you know, for, you know, decade, you know, at the start of, you know, Linux and what have you, we'll have someone that understands that infrastructure and framework and give you an answer. And it's amazing to see, and I keep saying it, that this industry gives the least credit to the IT provider industry, and they need the most. I mean, you guys are like doctors out there, and people don't understand the nuances and the layers of complexity that you have to go through to really make this stuff work the right way and to make sure that these people aren't open to security issues. So having that conversation happen with a bunch of IT pros is amazing. It's great to see.
It is great. And that is probably one of the priceless benefits, being able to be a part of that group, because not only do you get help from other people, advice from other people, you know, product information, but being able to, you said, you know, techs will have other techs cover their business. And part of what I've enjoyed is the fact that I can find techs in locations where my customer has maybe a branch office, you know, yeah. It could be, you know, 5 to 10 hours away. I can't get to it every day, but I found a partner in ASTI that, you know, I can vet them a little bit through the group, you know, and,
right.
You know,
right.
And get some real good information and know that somebody I can send out to a client knows what they're doing and, you know, for lack of a better phrase, be held accountable at the end.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's a lot of business that happens on those boards, and, you know, it's amazing to see, but it's some of it we can't even track. We had one member, it's a long story, I'm going to try to cut it down. We had one member that fell into a large subcontracting opportunity. We didn't even know this. And one of the members who got onto the contract, okay, this wasn't even the member that got the contract. This is another member that he was referred to. He said, you got to talk to this client. They're having such a great success with ASCII. Maybe you can get a testimonial. Now, this is an actual end user. So I called the end user up, and they had a variety of training facilities around the U.S., you know, something that pretty much is the same model. So they stand these things up, same sort of spec. So if they needed to do a major rollout, they could easily do it. So we had a conversation. I said, how did you ever find us? And this is the end user. And she goes, well, I worked with one of your members, and we had such great success with this member. I asked them, I said, do you know anybody else that you can help us get connected with? Now, mind you, this member didn't even tell us, okay? So I think we probably had at least 30-plus members that were on this contract. And what the end user said was, I do not have to vet your members. When I get a recommendation for subcontract work, I don't vet them at all. And I was blown away. She didn't give us a testimonial, though.
Yeah.
It was a pretty decent-sized company. And I talked to the member finally, and I said, well, you should let us know about all this stuff. And he goes, oh, just, again, this goes back to, we try not to get in the member's way. And so this fluid communication happens with members on the forum, off the forum, you know, with ASCII headquarters, you know, independent of ASCII, and it all benefits everybody. So, but yeah, the subcontracting work that happens on the forum is definitely a real thing.
All right. So let's try to get back on track a little bit here and talk about some of the benefits, because there are so many areas that ASCII can benefit. And I mean, everything from operations, sales and marketing. You want to hit on a few of those?
Yeah, I think the sales and marketing piece is probably something that hopefully would resonate with people that are listening to this session right now, is that we try to make it easy for IT providers not to overspend in marketing. And we've done this by allowing services to be included within the membership. And we have three that are included. One is a monthly newsletter that is pre-written, pre-templated on its own marketing platform that all members have free access to use. Even if they don't want to use the newsletter, they can have this platform to use for their own. And that's something that we punch out monthly, so people can customize and send it out. Then the next thing is a automated social media feed. So we are very selective at providing content that's going to help build each individual's brand and persona online. So we post really good information related to IT services, and that's automated, and that is included as well. And then thirdly, we've brought on a marketing person specifically for PR opportunities. So, for example, Marvin, say, for instance, you're an expert in a certain area. We basically provide the members sort of a heads up on all of the topics that these industry magazines are going to be looking for, writers for. So they're looking for subject matter experts based on these topics. And we act as a matchmaker. And I think we've gotten, I don't know, at least a half a dozen members already. This is a something that we've done, I think, the start of last year. We've already gotten like maybe six covers of magazines and some great articles online, all published by the members. So these are things that you look at and go, you know, I don't know if I'm ready for that, or I should do that, or I don't have the time for it. We make it super easy. So a lot of this stuff is set and forget it. Some of the PR stuff obviously isn't, but we make it super easy for you. So those are all included within the membership. So we have a lot of members using those.
All right, great. And you mentioned you brought in a marketing person. Now, we shouldn't skip over the fact that you have a whole team of people dedicated
yes,
to helping.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's not who's behind the curtain pulling the levers. There's tons of people that are working within the membership. And the unique thing about us is that it's not a virtual community. So when members join, you get a membership support person. That person is basically your teammate to work through what benefits you want to tackle first, and they stay on you to make sure that you're getting the most out of the membership. So we take very much a hands-on approach to this. So we're talking to you about, okay, where are your biggest challenges? Okay, if your challenges are in marketing, great. Let's get you set up on these benefits. And so we try to match make the benefits based on the need of the member. So yeah, it's a very real thing. And we have people all over the US. What's great about the way that we work and the way that the founder now allows us to work, in the sense that we're trying to bring in the right people for the job. So for example, my teammate, Shannon Mayer, I wanted to bring somebody in that understands the vendor side of things. She's worked with, I know, don't cringe, Log Me In. Okay. She's worked with Log Me In. She's worked with Continuum. And she's worked with a variety of other companies, and she's solid, and she understands how vendors think. And so with that, we've been punching out great deals for the membership and the community, and it's because of that type of caliber person. And then, you know, alongside that, the PR person that we brought in, she's worked for Level Platforms, who I know a lot of people are aware of, and I know they got acquired. I forget who they acquired them, but she also understands the industry and how it works. So we bring in the right people to make sure that we're doing the right things for the community overall. And so we definitely have a great team that's working for the community.
And I will vouch for that team, because it was about 2 months ago that my office manager actually put in a call because we needed some help with insurance.
Oh, yeah.
And so commercial insurance, E&O. And even health insurance, although I can't remember what we did, but we called you guys.
Right. Yeah, we have a great insurance program through Lloyd's of London, and it's packaged specifically for our group. A lot of these companies out there, you know, they white label programs and they just spit them out. We're doing things a little bit differently with Lloyd's of London in this package. So we've compared it against other packages in the marketplace, and the coverage is a lot better, and we've had people, save a lot of money. We were just in California, and I brought it up as an example there. We had a member in California save $13,000 compared to what she was paying versus our program. So it's a real thing, and I believe we have a program that can get people $1 million worth of coverage. I think it's $95, something like that a month. But don't quote me on that, but it's something really reasonable. And so we have that program that's available.
All right. So operation stuff, ways to help you lower the cost of your business is a benefit. Sales and marketing benefit. Networking, we've talked about. You also have webinars.
Yes.
That people have access to.
Yeah. On the webinar side, we were doing something a little bit different. We've been doing this more face-to-face, but now we're doing it more virtual. We're bringing out sort of the best of the best within the group to talk about their experience with either a certain technology, a certain vertical, a certain installation process, what have you, but a best practice nonetheless. And we're bringing these people and having them talk, and it's great. And we got some interesting folks within the group. So you would think, okay, IT, you know, that's mainly networking, what have you. But if you sort of extend that out, there's little nuances of it. So, for example, we brought a person in that's an expert on QuickBooks, and her discussion was how the tax changes are going to impact your business. I was on that webinar, and if there could have been, if I could have provided her an honorary PhD from Maskey University, hypothetically, I would have. It was an amazing discussion, and some people said that in the first 15 minutes, it saved them a ton of money. We have other members coming on as well, talking about their experience and certain ways that they've built up a practice around a certain vertical and what have you. So these webinars are percolating right now. So that's something that is going to be beneficial to everybody.
All right. And the thing that I usually start with when I try to explain to people what ASCII is the vendor management, being able to get discounts when you're dealing with distributors. And I order from them all now, Tech Data, D&H, Synnex, yeah. Ingram Micro.
Yeah, this is sort of how ASCII came to be. Initially, it was all about the pricing at distribution and can we save money? We still save people money today, even though the industry has really, the squeeze has happened in the industry in terms of pricing and what have you. Regardless of that, we could still save people money. So again, some of those distributors, absolutely, Tech Data, for example, D&H, Synnex. So these companies provide ASCII what's called a volume purchase agreement. And that allows us to negotiate a blanket discount across the board for the members that are in the group. When the member joins, the reps analyze, are they going to save money on the program? So we make sort of sure of it that you're going to be saving money and the rep's not going to put pricing on that's going to be a negative impact on your business. But we've been having these programs and the success. I think as a group, we're doing roughly about $850 million as a group. And so it's substantial. I think at one point, it registered as one percentage or maybe just over one percentage of the total sales at Ingram Micro. So if you think 1 point, that's not a lot. It is a lot. If you look at it for their entire sales, for have one group to have that much control on sales. So it is definitely something that we look at. So with that, and the way that things are changing right now, Marvin, there's so many vendors that as much value that there is in distribution, there's a lot of newer companies that simply are taking a different route to market. And we are one of the first companies that they talk to. And what that means for everybody on the line here is that we see technology sometimes before it even gets to the market. And we analyze it. Is it ready for prime time? Is it not ready for prime time? Companies that you're probably working with right now, we've seen many moons ago, okay? You know, so, but we don't engage until there's something real and valuable that we can offer to the membership. So many times technology comes to us and it's just not ready. We see that there is such potential there. We kind of hold off until it's real. The reason why I'm bringing this up is that at these particular junctures where we're having these discussions, we are working the relationship so we can get the best price for everybody. And so there are certain things that we can do early on with these companies that we can establish a specific discount for the group, and it works in our favor. So it's a good thing for us to be seen as an avenue to market for a lot of these technology companies, because, you know, we're just waiting for the next good opportunity for everybody to make money on. And so we sniff this out and we vet it and make sure that it's a fit for the group.
All right. And I can also attest to that, because even as small a company as mine is, I probably save on average $200 to $500 a month by ordering because of those discounts.
Yeah, it adds up. I mean, it really does. And we've had companies, for example, I mean, these are kind of old examples, but they do make sense. Kaseya, who, you know, was one of the first RMM platforms out there. There was such a huge commitment initially to buy Kaseya in terms of number of licenses, but we've negotiated with them where, okay, let's give our members a 10% break. And it saved members thousands of dollars. And again, I know Kaseya changed their pricing structure and what have you, and it's a little bit different today. But we'll run into prospects, and they go, "Yeah, you know, I really missed the boat on that Kaseya thing. I should have joined you guys." And I go, "Okay, well, you know, I get it. You know, everybody's busy, and you know, but just like with anything, you look at car insurance." I don't know. Everybody looks at car insurance yearly, okay? But
they're supposed to, but they don't.
They're supposed to, but they probably don't. But you know, regardless, you're going to look at it at some point. They're going to be raising their rates, and you're going to go, "What's going on here? I gotta price this out." And I don't know. I think that we just kind of get lost just running so much that we don't slow down enough to say, "Okay, can I like add like another $5,000 somewhere?" Based on just signing on to some programs or buying something a little bit differently or looking at things differently. And you can. And I just think that people need to do that. We had a deal with Sprint at the time. And anyone that was a Sprint customer, if they just called this number, Sprint would automatically put them onto pricing that was drastically less. Okay. And we talked to a member. This member was a little bit higher in volume. They were over $10 million in size. And you know what? They never got around to it. And I think it would have saved them easily. I think they had a pretty decent staff. Easily thousands of dollars. And they just never got around to it. So I know it's everybody has a lot on their plate. But once you start analyzing things and you can see that you could save a significant amount of money, just do it. It's just worth it. You know, we try to make it easy too.
And you do. I mean, everything from the distributors to insurance, my shipping, UPS, I get a discount there. There's a lot of stuff out there that it's all in one place that you can go and check it out.
Yeah, we do try to make it easy. And I appreciate you bringing up some of the other programs. I mean, a lot of these things you think, well, you know what? Shipping, it's a dime a dozen. I'll go online and I'll find all these companies that offer it. But again, you're working with a company that is leveraging this massive volume and potential. So UPS bends a little bit more to us rather than to someone that's just simply looking for some sort of promotional program that they can put on their website. So it does help for us to have that leverage, and our membership has been growing. So we're well over 1,300 members. I expect that we're going to be well over 1,500, 1,600 before the end of year's end out coming into 2018. We already just had an event. We just picked up 30 members at that event in Orange County. Mm-hmm. So we're going in the right direction. But this industry, without sort of ranting here, is sort of like nobody kind of has each other's backs in this industry. And I see it more and more. I'm seeing it with the vendor contracts that are being pushed in front of the IT provider community. And this is not sort of like a weird sales pitch or whatever. It's just that there's an easier way. And I think if we can all work together and be a part of something, we can sort of negate some of this, some of these things that are happening in our industry. And, you know, I just, you know, in a perfect world, we would have 10 to 20,000 MSPs. And if we had that, it would be a monster. I mean, we would just take over. But I see that even if we had like 3,000 members, for the success that we're having only with like 1,200, 1,300, we can do some significant things for this industry and for everybody involved. So, you know, I look at it a little bit different than everybody. People are coming to save money, and they're coming to subcontract and get technical advice. But I see it as something more. I think that at a certain point, you know, I would love to, you know, hire people more than we're doing right now and give people more benefits and more staff resources and what have you. We had a member mentioned to me at our meeting and said, listen, it'd be great if you had a person that just writes PR releases for me. You know, little things like that. Yep. But those little things mean a lot. You know, and so, but we are on the right track. It's amazing to see. We have great people. Look, you got great people like Marvin here. You know what I mean? Look at this guy. He's spending time doing this podcast. And I know that this is an ASCII topic today, but I know he's doing a lot more. But yeah, it's a real thing. And you know, for what everybody does out there for a business perspective, know that, you know, if you have a pain, our members have already experienced it. And there's probably an easier route to go. So,
all right. Well, again, I mean, I can't thank ASCII enough for just in the last 3 years of not only finding me, you know, the little stuff, the savings, the discounts, you know, the membership networking, but my relationship with my vendors, you know, anywhere from, I'm just going to throw out names and, you know, Ruckus and Datto,
oh, yeah,
SolarWinds.
Sure.
I mean, all of those relationships have changed being a part of ASCII. And you know what? I'm going to stay involved. I'm going to, speaking of staying involved, are you going to be down here in Fort Lauderdale at the end of the
yes.
month?
Yes. Yes. We're looking forward to it. So we just had, and I just touched on the, we just had our kickoff event in Orange County. And I'm smiling a little bit right now because last year we always picked this like keynote speaker that, you know, Alan, my boss always goes, oh, we're spending all this money on the speaker. I go, Alan, it's okay. Don't worry. This is a good thing, you know? And last year we had Frank Abagnale from Catch Me If You Can.
Right.
Phenomenal. Absolutely. It just absolutely insane. Okay. And I was like, holy heck, how are we going to top this? This guy is amazing. Okay. So we have this lady called Teresa Payton. Teresa was the first female CIO for the White House. She was also on the reality show, The Hunted, which was on CBS, and it got re-upped. It'll be on again. You guys will see it. So I said, okay, Teresa, I want you to present to us, because she understands this industry. I said, I want you to present to us, if you were to sell a small business on security, how would you present to them? She goes, Jerry, I got this. Okay. So Marvin, here we are. Okay. We're at the event. They basically allot us to have her present for a half an hour and then another half an hour Q&A. Usually for Q&A, I'm scrambling because our guys are, sometimes it's a little slow going. And so I have to come up with all these questions and what have you. So she started, she said, okay, first, right before the presentation, she goes, okay, just to start this thing off, the first question, someone's going to get an autographed copy of my book. So all these hands raised up, someone asked the question, they got the copy. At that point, we did not stop asking questions for a straight hour. This lady is the real deal. She starts talking about security issues that I don't even know exist. And most of our guys in the group didn't know either. And she was talking about strategies to get around them. And it went on and on and on. And people were taking notes. People were amazed. And she was talking about stuff that just blew me away. And so it's something that every IT person, when you have somebody of that caliber talk about issues of security that are coming down to the SMB market that aren't in the press right now, it was just amazing. And so it scared the group a little bit, but it also gave them great advice and some great strategies on how to combat it. So it was a great session. She'll be in Fort Lauderdale, and she'll be coming with us all around the U.S. and also into Canada when we're going to have our event in Toronto. So we're looking forward to it. I'm just a little bit at odds with what I'm going to do next year. So,
well, right now we're going to focus on this year.
That's it. That's it.
So that event, the ASCII Success Summit, is going to be March 22nd down here in Fort Lauderdale at the Bonaventure Resort and Spa. That is probably only about 20 minutes from me, so you know I'm going to be there. And the keynote speaker that you mentioned, Teresa Payton, president and CEO of Fortilay Solutions and co-founder of Dark Cubed.
That's it. That's it. She is a player. And, you know, and it's not all about sort of high-end, high-visibility presenters. We bring in ASCII members to talk about their experience as well. So we have a gentleman coming from Houston that's going to talk about what worked with his business continuity plan when Hurricane Harvey hit and what didn't. And I've known, name escapes me, Lamar Curtis. Lamar has known me for a long time, and I talked to him at one of the events last year, and I said, listen, you had that experience. Tell me about it. There's so many curveballs that are thrown to the IT provider that are not, you're completely off script when a major disaster happens, but there's certain things that you can't account for. He's going to go through them so everybody can add them to their strategy. So basically real world stuff. We have another member. He's a little bit of an anomaly, but he works in the IoT space. He's going to be talking about solutions that he's doing in that space that he's making money on. And so that was a very interesting topic, and security was touched on there as well. And then we brought a lawyer because we felt this was important. We brought a lawyer to the event to talk about agreements that MSPs are doing right now that are leaving them completely open. And it was an important conversation. He was slammed during our vendor pavilion, but these are the types of topics that we are talking about. So it's just not, you know, surface view, you know, a broad view type of presentation. They go deep. You get to meet with these people afterwards, and obviously there's a lot of networking, and you're going to see a lot of solutions for the SMB market there.
All right. So I am definitely going to be putting a link to this in our show note. There is a lot of sessions there. There's a couple of nice, there's a welcome reception the day before, a great time to meet a lot of the ASCII members. Even non-ASCII members are invited by a lot of the vendors out there. So you'll see a lot of local techs there. I will be there. And if you guys need any more information, let me know. And Jerry, we talked a little bit longer than we planned.
Well, yeah, I know, Marvin. I'm a talker, so I know that you're probably like, hey, the wife's probably outside going, where are you, Marvin?
No,
but
she knows that this can go late, so.
No, but it was good, and I really appreciate you having me on, and I know that, you know, I diverted a bit, but, you know, anyone that's interested in looking at us, you know, go to ASCII.com, fill out the information or for the contact page or just reach out to us. My email is jk@ASCII.com, and I appreciate, Marvin, you allowing us this opportunity here.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, and we'll be definitely looking to do more stuff again, but first we'll get through the Success Summit later this month, March 22nd. And Jerry, thank you very much.
Thanks, Marvin. Listen, make it a great day.
All righty. And we are back. I want to say thank you once again to Jerry for coming and giving us a nice introduction into ASCII. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how I can say it any more than if you are not a part of ASCII, you should be. The savings alone that you will get from the distributors will be enough to probably double your investment in the membership. And then again, all of the information that they provide, all of the other resources to help you save money in your business, the networking, trust me, you will get value out of ASCII. I certainly have, and I hope that you will too. Head over to ASCII.com and sign up and just mention that you heard about it here on Podnuts Pro. That'll be great. The other thing that I want to give you the code for is the ASCII Success Summit that is coming up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Again, that is March 21st and 27th. It is at the Bonaventure Resort and Spa. It is a very nice place. It is a great location to have this event. I am going to be there. So if you live nearby, or you can fly in if you want to, but if you want to come and be a part of this for free, all you have to do is head over to ASCIIevents.com, register, and when you register, it's going to ask you for a VIP code. Put in the name Podnuts, and that will get you a VIP complimentary pass valued at $1,895. And what is that $1,895 for? Well, it is for all of the educational tracks that you will be able to attend at the event. You will get all meals complimentary, and you will get all bonus materials distributed at the event. Just simply use the code PODNUTS when you go to register there. It is going to be a fantastic event. If you live nearby in Florida or you have the opportunity to travel down here, I hope to see you there. And for those of you who are planning even further ahead, I want to remind you of the IT Owners Compass event that we will be having this August in Chicago on the dates of August 24th through the 26th. Folks, that is starting to sell out fast. There are a limited number of seats. So if you head over to itocompass.com, you will see a couple of changes there. We're going to have some updated sponsorships. We will have some items starting to appear on the schedule. We had a planning meeting this past week. We've got a lot of things planned for you here. So head over again to itocompass.com. Get your tickets. Get your spot. They will go fast. That's going to do it for this episode of Podnuts Pro. I want to thank you all for subscribing and downloading the show. Please head over to podnuts.com and support the other great shows that we have over at the network. Head over to some of the affiliate pages and support our sponsors as well. Again, be looking forward to some of the segments and shows we have coming up. Remember, WWMD. And until next time, holla.